When President Trump fired VA Secretary David Shulkin in March, so began a period of upheaval within the nation's second-largest healthcare system. But for Ron Brown, president of the National Gulf War Resource Center, Shulkin's departure was a personal setback. Since 2009, Brown's represented veterans with Gulf War illness, a group of ailments caused by toxic exposures during deployment. He says Shulkin was an ally, and the two men kept in regular contact.
I'm scrolling through my emails here. There it is, right there. You know, I wrote to him, "Hello, Dr. Shulkin. I hope this email finds you doing well, sir. And I wanted to thank you for the opportunity I had working with you during your time at the VA.
Shulkin helped advance one of Brown's highest priorities, making it easier for Gulf War veterans with brain cancer to receive VA benefits without having to go through the difficult process of proving their disease is related to their military service. The idea made it all the way to the White House Budget Office, but stalled when Shulkin left. Brown doesn't know where their work stands since he received his last email from Shulkin in April.
And basically he responded back, "Thank you, Ron. I will always support work to support your work. I am just disappointed we did not get it done before I left."
President Trump nominated his personal physician, Ronnie Jackson, to replace Shulkin, but Jackson withdrew amid questions about his qualifications and past behavior. Now another nominee, Robert Wilkie, is waiting to be confirmed. Brown says he hasn't been able to reach Wilkie, and other VA leaders have been less than forthcoming.
Nobody gives much information. I don't know if they're not allowed to or what.
Another Gulf War veterans advocate, Dave Winnette, says he's not surprised things have slowed down now that the VA has no permanent leader.
I was very disappointed because I know that every time you have a change of command that there's going to be changes, and you never know. There's this air of uncertainty. You don't know how things are going to play out.
VA spokesman Kurt Cashauer, in a written statement, said VA is communicating regularly with veteran service organizations. The acting secretary met with most of the major ones in May. But in spite of that, some say they need more from VA. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America has pushed the VA for a short-term plan to carry veterans and their advocates through the transition. Melissa Bryant is IAVA's chief policy officer.
We do want to impress upon the administration that these gaps in leadership that we faced for several months now within the VA is so deeply troubling for veterans and for advancing our most pressing issues.
Bryant says the vacancy at the top comes at an especially critical time. In June, President Trump signed a massive piece of legislation designed to give veterans more options for where they can get medical care and allowing them in some cases to visit physicians outside the VA system. Bryant says IAVA was pleased to see it pass, but isn't sure who's overseeing the reform effort.
The challenge for the VA side and what we want to ensure sound leadership can be in place for is the monitoring and implementation of that bill.
She says it's critical that the law balances investment in the VA along with investment in outside care. Joe Plensler of the American Legion agrees and says there are more than 33,000 job vacancies throughout the VA system.
You know, it's almost 10% of their total end strength. And the more that these vacancies go on, the less capacity VA has to treat veterans, the more that they have to push veterans out onto community care, which is more expensive.
Cashauer, the VA spokesman, said their concerns were, quote, unfounded, because the rules that govern the new law won't be finished until after a permanent secretary is in place. For now, though, the VA's top vacancy remains unfilled. This is Carson Frame reporting.